You might not know it yet, but you're either a lumper or a splitter. And no, I'm not calling you any nasty names and suggesting that you're one or the other. Have you heard that phrase before? Lumpers and splitters. Lumpers and splitters are folks who are on opposite sides to any sort of discipline which involves placing things into defined categories. A lumper is someone who assigns more importance to the similarities between things rather than the differences. A splitter, on the other hand, is someone who is much more focused on the differences, creating new categories to account for those differences. While this can happen with anything that requires the creation of groups, it's perhaps particularly applicable to the natural kingdom. That is, the lumper-splitter issue is a common enough occurrence when dealing with where to place a particular animal or plant when it comes to classification. None other than Charles Darwin once recognized the lumper-splitter phenomena with regards to science, commenting in a letter to J.D. Hooker in 1857, "Those who make many species are the splitters, and those who make few are the lumpers." So again, I would make the assertion that each of you is either a lumper or a splitter, and no disrespect is meant by either. For what it's worth, I consider myself more of a lumper. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Let me provide you with a few examples to highlight what I'm talking about. A clear point of outreach within our office has been to educate folks about the differences between Arctic char and Dolly Varden, two very similar species of fish with a whole lot of overlap and nearly as much confusion amongst a good portion of the population. Do you doubt me? Ask 100 different anglers what kind of fish they catch up at the mouth of the Ogulawak River, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts 95 or more say dollies. The correct answer is Arctic char. Another example, and I kid you not on this, there are 3,500 identified species of mosquitoes worldwide, 175 species across North America, and 35 different species here in Alaska. Those are real numbers. I did not make them up. So, do you think you could pick out enough different traits amongst mosquitoes to come up with a dozen or so, let alone over 3,000? Yeah, me neither. Based on those numbers, I'd suggest the splitters are running loose, and amok, when it comes to entomologists. So, why all this talk about lumping and splitting and, at holiday time no less, when there are more traditional topics to address? I'll tell you why. Because there's an animal split with a seasonal tie that I hear folks ask about more at this time of year than any other. What's the difference between a caribou and a reindeer? For a number of reasons, this seems like a good thing to talk about today, including the fact it's Santa's preferred form of environmentally sound transportation, and the fact that our neighbors across the bay at Port Hyden are planning to purchase and raise a reindeer herd. Oh, and then there's that whole Christmas thing. To look at both of them at a glance, you might be tempted to join the lumpers. They look an awful lot alike, in the same sorts of ways that dollies and char look very similar. And reindeer and caribou do share a lot of similarities as well, including the same genus and species name, Rangifer tarandus. That said, what then are the differences? Probably the biggest difference most folks would point to is domestication. Reindeer are a semi-domesticated subspecies of the Rangifer genus, and there are a number of subspecies of both reindeer and caribou. From a physical standpoint, there are some odd differences that can be noticed. It's been noted on here before that caribou are the only members of the deer family in which the females grow antlers. For all other species, that's true only of the males. With caribou, a cow's antlers are smaller than a bull's antlers, and the cows carry their antlers longer than a bull before shedding. The same is true of reindeer. The cows have antlers. However, on average, a cow reindeer grows larger antlers than a cow caribou. Also, with regards to body weight, reindeer cows are about the same size as caribou cows, while reindeer bulls are smaller than caribou bulls. Body shapes are slightly different, too. Reindeer have a stockier look to them. They are a bit closer to the ground than caribou, having slightly shorter legs and a more robust body. And these different traits make sense if you think about it. Reindeer, as a semi-domesticated species, are looked after. Their well-being is, to a partial or large degree, taken care of by those who own them. While predators and food can be a concern to both, these are much bigger concerns to caribou that have to fend off predators on a daily basis, deal with what's often harsh weather, and still come up with enough food to get by on. Continuing on with this line of thought, reindeer are much more sedentary, a condition I tried to warn folks not to give in to shortly after Thanksgiving. While some reindeer herds in the open may travel some miles over their grazing range, they do not migrate long distances like caribou do, as they travel back and forth between their wintering grounds and their calving grounds. Also tied to this is that the breeding seasons are different. Reindeer breed earlier and give birth earlier, with cows often dropping calves by mid to late April. Caribou breed later, and the cows give birth towards the end of May, when the weather is more conducive to calf survival. But again, that biggest difference is likely the issue of domestication. People grab their rifles, get on their snowgoes, and go hunt caribou. Reindeer are purposefully raised as a food source, not at all unlike cattle in other parts of the world, but with much more impressive headgear. The herding of reindeer is still huge across many parts of northern Europe and Asia, particularly Russia and the Scandinavian countries. From the mid-1800s, when reindeer were brought to Alaska as a food source, up until the present day, reindeer have been and continue to be a part of the Alaskan landscape. According to UAF, there are currently somewhere around 20 or so reindeer herders in our state, and perhaps 20,000 reindeer across parts of western Alaska. Additional reindeer herds totaling another 10,000 animals can be found on Nunavak, St. Paul, Umnak, and the Aleutian Islands. To bring it closer to home, a herd was located a few decades back on Hagemeister Island, though that eventually ended poorly. And as noted at the beginning of this episode, Port Hedden is in the process of acquiring a reindeer herd of their own. More about that can be found on the KDLG website. Caribou continue to be one of our area's more recognizable species, even if the numbers are a bit lower than most of us would like. But it's also true that we know that caribou can be a very cyclic species, and numbers will likely rebound, just as they have so many times before. In closing, let's shift back to the more holiday-related ideas of reindeer and Christmas and Santa. In fact, let's narrow our focus to one particular reindeer, Rudolph. Have you ever thought about how a reindeer, or any ungulate for that matter, could have a glowing nose? I know I've had kids ask questions to that effect. Or are you the type who's quick to summarily dismiss the possibility? A few years back, I shared an idea for how this could possibly happen in nature, and at the risk of sounding immodest, I think my idea is a lot more plausible than some of the reasons Hollywood puts out to get us to buy into people becoming superheroes. First of all, his full name is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, so first we have to account for the nose color. That's simple enough. Clearly, Rudolph is an albino reindeer. I can find no written descriptions anywhere that actually say Rudolph has a normal brown coat of fur, only that his nose is red and glows. Fair enough. Albino reindeer do exist, and an albino reindeer's nose is pink, certainly close enough to make the connection to red. So that brings us to the issue of how it glows. Again, it's really not all that hard to arrive at the answer. If you'll think back to high school biology, we know that mutations occur in nature all the time. A mutation is a change in the DNA sequence within the chromosome or gene of an organism that results in the creation of a new characteristic or trait. Mutations can be inherited, or they can occur after conception, and can be caused by any number of factors. When it happens like this, it's called a somatic mutation. We also know that some chemical compounds mix together to produce a glow. It's the same way substances inside a light stick combine to make light. We can see this characteristic in a number of deep-sea organisms. Also, from my own childhood, a terrific example of luminescence is fireflies. Whole yards and fields would be lit up with the blinking glow of these unusual insects. Putting it all together, then, for the case of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, my theory is that Rudolph is an albino reindeer and has a mutated nose that's capable of luminescence. The net effect is a glowing red nose, something anyone who's seen it would surely remember. When you get right down to it, it's amazing how easy it is to figure out some of these things, if you just give it a bit of thought. And, short of a necropsy on the actual Rudolph, I think my theory's pretty sound, as theories go. On a last, more general note, I would once again mention large antlered cows, small antlered cows, slightly longer legs, a bit more portly in the body. These may all seem like very minor differences, particularly if you're a lumper like I am. looking through the scope of a rifle or a pair of binoculars, well, my guess is they're both going to look alike enough to fool most of us. If it happens to be a rifle you're holding, just remember to pause before shooting and lay off the trigger if the nose starts to glow. Nobody wants to be that guy. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.